All right, it is 6 o'clock. We have a quorum, so we will call the meeting to order. We have five members here plus Tom. Does not appear to be anyone here for public comment. We do have some correspondence this month. We have two items, I think. We have one email and one handwritten card. Do I read them or do we just say, do they just show up in the minutes next month or? I mean, it's all good stuff. One is thanking us for emailing out about Mental Health Month and wanted to see that our library, local library is embracing this need from Pat Morrissey. And then we also have a card. Looks like she also sent along some cookies for the staff. That's wonderful.
She brings us a lot of cookies.
Excellent. And that's from Sandra. It's very nice. All right, so we move on to minutes from the April meeting.
I would move to approve the minutes of the April 26th meeting.
I'll second.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Invoices for April.
I'll move to approve the invoices.
Second.
Tom, is there anything different or that stands out this month?
No, I do appreciate this new format because it
it's much cleaner.
It clearly states where the bills are going.
Yeah, for sure.
So yeah, no, nothing to add. No major bills.
Okay. All right, so we have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Revenue and expense report.
So this is as of the end of April. No surprises. We're right on track for the year.
Move to approve.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, director's report.
I'm happy to report we're still fully staffed. We celebrated National Library Week last month. It was a lot of fun. We're getting ready for a summer reading program, which I'll talk about in a few minutes. We have staff, a couple of staff members that are working on painting some of the windows with dinosaurs. And they're looking pretty cool right now. They're not done yet. They're doing a great job. And then library usage statistics. Does anyone have any questions? I will say the study rooms are being used. Excellent. and the community room.
Great. Okay. And we can move on to new business.
So a quick renovation update. There's only a few things that still need to be done. We have the smart board now. We're just waiting for the stand to come. We need some lighting, so still needs to be installed above the spotlight collection. So Roger's been trying to get a hold of the electrician, and he is very, very busy. There's a lot of projects going around, which actually is a good thing for him. So there's just a few things that that we need to do, but we're basically wrapped up. I mean, we have to be done with everything by everything majorly done by July 1st, and we're already there.
Excellent. Okay. Summer reading program?
So summer reading program is all planned and ready to go. I apologize. I was going to bring you a brochure that I just picked up from the printer. We have a wide variety of programs throughout the summer. It's going to be, I think it's going to be very successful. And then we'll be ending with the swim party at the city pool, which has been very successful. And so our goal is that we're going to beat Plymouth. I talked to the director, we're going to beat them. They already started theirs.
Oh, goodness.
They already got 80 kids signed up.
It's not summer yet. How can they have the summer reading program when it's not summer?
Actually, it's really smart on their point. They went to the schools and started signing kids up.
Okay.
So let's see if it works. No, I'm just it's friendly competition.
Yeah, of course.
But it's June 6th, right? Okay. I can remember. It's my sister's birthday. I can remember. So you feel free to show up. We're giving away ice cream. Some people are going to be dressed up as a dinosaur. There's a performer, a gentleman from the Kenosha Dinosaur Museum, is coming in and talking about dinosaurs. We were lucky we booked him right away. I knew about the Dinosaur Museum because I lived in Kenosha. And they have a really good outreach program, so I think people are going to really enjoy their the program. So feel free to show up, at least to get the free ice cream from the chocolate chisel. They are coming up with a special dinosaur-related ice cream.
Nice.
They haven't told me what that will be.
So that's June 6th, Tom?
Yeah. For Saturday?
Okay.
So the next item... This is very simple. We have been talking about the lighting in the parking lot. So I have talked to Rob several times. All I need from you guys is just to vote yes. Let's have Rob take a look at it and see if we can come up with different scenarios. The main, because we looked at this like 4 years ago, is to put lights on the post, but we got to pay We Energies. They charge a little monthly fee. So it'll be something that will shine on the parking lot, not shine the other way. Because we went through some complaints about the lighting flashing north. This would be flashing south.
Okay.
And it's going to be important we have more lights because we're getting the book locker. Mm-hmm. And we need more lighting there so people can safely... use the big locker. So that's all I need. So
this would give the direction from the library board that we want the director of public works to handle the lighting in the north side of the library, or something to that effect.
You know, I'll work with him. Of course, we'll work with them.
Sure.
We're looking at the most cost effective way. Nothing. It's not going to be anything elaborate.
All right, then I would make a motion to give the library director the authority to work with the director of public works to find a solution to the north side library lighting.
Okay. A second.
Excellent, thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
I think it's a great idea.
Do you think you'll have a report back next month, Tom, or did you get a timeline?
Yeah, I've been talking to him a lot about it, so I just think he needs to recontact We Energies.
Yeah.
More than likely, they raised the price. And they may have better lighting.
Sure.
Available.
Okay.
I mean, I don't see us, you know, adding pole, you know, because the space is very tight to
sure.
where we can put poles.
Yeah.
And I think we'd have some opposition.
No, I think it'll be a nice thing to publicize once it gets done and once we have resolution on it. I think the community would like to know that.
Yeah. Okay, great. And then finally, the next item is the rules of conduct for library patrons. I just wanted to know if anyone has any comments. I did notice that I need to bring up the right city ordinance when it comes to destroying and mutilation. So we need to make a change in that. And we currently do not have any rules against bringing in food or uncovered beverages. So how would you, I don't really have a problem with beverages as long as they're covered. So when I see it, someone now sit down at a computer with an open cup of coffee, I just say, hey, can you put a cover on it? It just, again, it would just probably hurt the keyboard, but still. And I used to be really against food in libraries. We haven't had a problem. I mean, most people they do bring in, they're just having a little snack while they're studying. But I would like to hear from...
I guess that makes me think about community events in the community room and things like that where we would encourage that. So I would probably strike the food. And I would permit food in the library.
Okay. So we'll just say, we'll just have no uncovered drinks.
Would you remove that lobbies and activities rooms too?
Yeah.
So just restrict uncovered beverages.
Right. And, if things get out of hand, we can revisit.
I can't recall, Tom. Is this something that we've done every... When's the last time we looked at this? Has it been a while?
Yes. I think it was like 4 years ago. We were having some issues with some patrons. So I told staff, we'll get this updated so they feel more, comfortable. Mainly it's been behavior issues and sometimes some staff don't have the experience of dealing with certain types of behavior. And I've always told them to always come get me. Because I do have a lot of experience and, we're seeing more people that are transient. Mm-hmm. One person was leaving their stuff, and we all know you don't leave backpacks and bags unattended. So the last incident I did call the police, because it was more than an hour and sure. The person came back. Right when the police got there. So I just explained to her, you can't leave this your stuff here. And I think she understood. I go, it's a safety issue. It's so far, it's really not a huge, we haven't had problems per se. We're very fortunate.
Where does this policy live then? Does it live within the municipal code or does it live at the library?
It lives at the library.
And Tom, it's possible I'm just missing it on here, but does it specifically say somewhere in here not leaving belongings? If that's a specific problem we've been experiencing?
No, we should put that in there.
Something like not to leave personal belongings left unattended.
Right. That sounds good.
I mean, for a reasonable amount of time, because if you've got your stuff there, you get to go to the bathroom or something, you're not going to pick up all your stuff and go and lose your spot.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, we're not going to be hardcore about, we like to try to get people to correct their own behavior, but it does help us when we have this in a policy. So,
okay.
And I'll bring this back to next board meeting for a final approval.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's prudent.
I would just say we would table it until the June 2026 library board meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What is going to be the date of that meeting? I may be gone.
The 15th.
I will also not be in attendance on the 15th.
Well, I'll be back. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'll be here.
That's all I have.
Okay. Does anybody else have anything?
10 years. Congratulations, Tom.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I think 8 to Rosalia, right?
Yes.
8 for Rosalia. That's awesome.
I can't believe it's gone so quickly.
You've gotten a lot accomplished in that time.
Yes, with a lot of help.
Of course.
Then I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.
Okay. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.